Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaura Namibhacharya Nirvishesha Shudhya Rani Pasya Jadesha Tari Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So there was a wonderful program in Mayapur with some amazing details, which we're not even going to talk about, but some amazing details for a very amazing devotee. Very amazing devotee. Who, due to his very kindly Vaishnava nature, made a place in the hearts of all the devotees who knew him, who know him, through his gentleness, through his kindness, through his being considerate, through looking after devotees, all these types of things that Guru Maharaj endeared himself in very natural and very beautiful ways to so many devotees, huge numbers, actually. Yeah. I'm not sure how many disciples he had, as I've received a list, but it's not complete. And it's like 3,500. There's more, is it? I think quite a lot. So that was his nature, and it came to him very naturally. It wasn't something really that he had to learn. We saw how Srila Prabhupada, as soon as Srila Maharaj came, Srila Prabhupada more or less just adopted him on the spot and moved him into his personal group. Even though he was not the first and certainly not the only Bengali or Indian devotee, but Srila Prabhupada gave him special treatment, but a special place in this association just immediately, which he didn't do with anyone else. Not to minimize anyone else, because there are many great, great devotees who were there at that time. But it's a fact that Srila Prabhupada saw something in Bhakti Guru Maharaj, something really very special, and just adopted her, took her in. And it's significant to our Krishna Goswami. Questioned Prabhupada, why are you dealing with him like this and engaging him like this so prominently, just immediately? And Prabhupada said that I can recognize a person. I can recognize a person. So, Bhakti Guru Maharaj, obviously from his previous lifetimes, he had reached an advanced level of Krishna consciousness, and therefore Srila Prabhupada definitely treated him in special ways. But since then, of course, we didn't know him at that time. I only met him 10 years later, or more than, a little more than 10 years later. One could see very quickly how he was special and how natural spirituality and the deep spiritual nature was to him in terms of very, very much developed mode of goodness and very deep attachment to Srila Prabhupada and just to Krishna consciousness in general. I've been phoning a few of the senior disciples of Bhakti Churinaj around Durban the last few days, and the first call I made was to His Grace Chandananda Prabhu, and we had almost a half hour discussion about the special nature of Bhakti Churinaj in relation. It's just an interesting point. His special nature in relation to Sanatana Goswami. I don't know if any of you have heard about this idea. I mean, it's definitely not an idea that he was Sanatana Goswami. But just very interesting that he passed away on the disappearance day of Sanatana Goswami. He was the one who introduced Brihadbhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami. And there's a number of other apparently coincidental connections with Sanatana Goswami. It's really quite striking, actually. But one way or another, he was a very special person. Not an ordinary person. And it came to him very naturally, in a very spontaneous way. And to me, all the gentleness and related things, of course, that's very important and very nice. But the thing which really struck me the most was his dedication to Srila Prabhupada personally, and his dedication to following the instructions of Prabhupada, and even particularly, at least which kind of stood out a lot, was his dedication to the idea or the instruction of Srila Prabhupada for the about the GBC body, how important it is to have a GBC body in different ways. And on numerous occasions, I've heard him speak about how the difference between ISKCON, Prabhupada's movement, and Prabhupada, and the organizations of Prabhupada's godbrothers and their leaders, so many times I heard him talk about how Prabhupada insisted on the GBC body and gave it special, special importance and relevance, whereas Prabhupada's contemporaries, none of them did that. And Prabhupada and ISKCON succeeded on just grand scales all over, but Prabhupada's contemporaries, their efforts just didn't really succeed. If any of them succeeded to some degree, it was because they managed to somehow or other take away some followers of Prabhupada who had some shakti from Prabhupada. So that really impressed me. And even to the point that sometimes, that I heard it from him so often, so many times, that I could see it coming. He's going to talk about this now. And he would do. And it's true. So he had a real guru nishtha an exceptional Guru Mishra. That's there with all of Prabhupada's active disciples, and even many of his not very active disciples to some degree. So it's there, but it was so prominent and so powerful and so foundational with Bhaktacharya Maharaj. A real dedication to Prabhupada on the basis of realization and understanding of the implications, the practical results and implications of that. So it manifested in different ways. I was being reminded yesterday about 2005. During the 2000s, I haven't been here so much. But one time, 2005, I was here at the time of his Vyasapuja. And Bhaktacharya Maharaj came and told me that, well, we're going to have a Prabhupada festival on the particular day. And I knew it was his Vyasapuja day, Maharaj's Vyasapuja day. So I said, well, what about the Vyasapuja? And he was just like, oh, no, it's all right. We'll have a Prabhupada festival. But then, anyway, I spoke to him a bit, and he agreed, all right. So we had a Vyasapuja festival in the morning, and in the afternoon, evening, it was a Prabhupada festival. Many of you were here for many of those programs. I may have only been here for the one or a couple. But he really wanted to put Prabhupada at the center. And I was reading a letter of appreciation to Maharaj from one devotee who Maharaj phoned just before he left for America, just whatever it was, a couple of weeks ago. Maharaj was still in India, and he phoned this devotee in America and told him, you know, I can't sleep. I just can't sleep. I'm worried. What's going to happen to Prabhupada's ISKCON? How are we going to keep Prabhupada's ISKCON together? And they talked about that on the phone for maybe half an hour. And then, you know, now that Maharaj has left, that devotee wrote an offering to him and explained about this whole conversation. And how he saw so vividly Maharaj's deep concern on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, for Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. So that was always at sort of like in the heart of his heart, right in the deepest depths of his heart. What about Prabhupada? What about Prabhupada's movement? And it came out in many ways. I've been giving a number of talks here and there about Maharaj the last week, say. But one thing I've been trying to emphasize is how, despite Maharaj being such a gentle soul and almost sometimes actually embarrassingly so gentle, particularly for some of us who are from rather backgrounds. So he had such a gentle demeanor, and it was just so much what he was, who he was. But I saw personally, firsthand, how when he had to rise to the task, rise to the challenge of taking a strong stand and putting it into effect. On two occasions I witnessed how he did that. And at the time, well, let me just tell you, both times it was during GBC meetings when he was the chairman last, which was a couple of years ago. I'd actually been present. Gary Ashram stepped into the first GBC meetings I went to, I think it was 87 or 88. But Maharaj, Bhakti Shri Maharaj, was the chairman for his first time. And you could see, well, he actually got a bit of a problem to chair the meetings, because sure, those were pretty rough meetings, and Rivendus Prabhu was able to control them. Fortunately, the GBC party has become more just sort of gentrified, something like that since then. It's really quite different. Although there are some pretty hot characters there. Very great, but strong. So he was going to be the chairman just a couple of years ago. And I was thinking, remembering the first time, I was thinking, no, he shouldn't try to chair the meetings. Because it's just, you know, it's just not him. But he wanted to, and he did. First of all, in New Jane, the midterm meeting, and then the Mayapur General and Annual General meeting, February, March, now. And he just took control of the situation very strongly both times, but very nicely. He didn't get into a flap at all, but rather, you could see how, as a service to Prabhupada, he was doing something which wasn't his nature, but because of his dedication to Prabhupada, he wanted to do it, he did it, and he did it very successfully. The other situation which I was not present for was during the big controversy about the Brooklyn Temple, New York, which had basically, it reached a point that it effectively left this town and was not accepting the authority of anybody except themselves. So some members of the, a couple of members, few members of the GBC body, and another, she was the chairman, went to New York to just take a stand against this group of devotees who now had, like, practically absolute control over the temple. So Maharaj and a couple of devotees went to the Sunday program in the temple, big temple, really big temple. And there's a lot of devotees there, so many of whom didn't really know what's going on in terms of the control of the temple. And a group, you know, reasonably sized group who knew and was staunchly opposed to the GBC body. So Maharaj was there, the Sunday program was going on, and because of the attitudes of this other group, they didn't even welcome Maharaj, didn't even mention that he's here, who he is. The program just went on. Then at some point, maybe after some kirtan, as I understand, there's a little break going from one part of the program into the next, a minute or a couple of minutes where nothing in particular was happening. And Maharaj got up and picked up the microphone and just made an announcement who he was, what is the situation here, what's happened to this temple. And I am here as the chairman, and there was a couple of other GBC members, and we have come to inform you all that this, we are taking back this temple for Prabhupada. And that group of devotees, they came to more or less, I mean, you could say physically attack him, and at least they tried to get the microphone out of his hand, and then, you know, what, say whatever they would say. He wouldn't give them the microphone. He kept the microphone. And he kept control of the situation. And then he did their kirtan for half an hour. So again, doing something which was really not his nature, but doing it for Prabhupada, because he knew this is what Prabhupada would want. So what a wonderful surrendered soul. We're all fortunate to have had this association, particularly as disciples, of course, but we're all extremely fortunate to have had this association. So we'll have to wait until next time. We'll have to wait until next time for getting this personal association face to face. But I'm praying to Maharaj today that please put in a good word, put in a good word for me with Prabhupada. And I will be looking forward to meeting you again. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Rakhi Chiru Swami Maharaj ki, Hare Krishna.
Stay with him, my food. And first time he joined the assembly in September 76, my food. And I had guidance of how much. 77 January, first time he met Srila Prabhupada in Kumbhagar in Nayakpara. When he met Prabhupada first time only Srila Prabhupada identified him. Not in the initiation of, but however, you must be my secretary for in the office. And also it was in all my books into my life. And he got initiation during the Mayapur festival. Within 3.5 months, he was given as a sannyasas. That nice mention, how Srila Prabhupada mentioned that I will be sannyas, how others are not creating an argument. Prabhupada said, I know it. So within 3.5 months, he was given the first, second, and third initiation. So that shows how much the Prabhupada thinks that Prabhupada knows something. I first went to Ujjain temple in 2015. It's a very excellent temple, beautiful temple, all marble stone. When I first went to Ujjain in 1979, it was small village, only Mahakali Krishna there, Rasiti. In half an hour time, you can go all over the world and get the town and come. Now it is very, very big city. Completely city, outskirts, you got the land, big land. How Maharaj managed to get such a big piece of land. Excellent. And Maharaj took care of the devotees, shows that he constructed the national temple so many family apartments. So that any of you days ago, after retirement, you want to spend there, you can buy the apartments. Very, very spacious, you cannot see anywhere such a spacious apartment. Very spacious. Mayapur like a bank box, all the rooms are like a small bank box. But it's not. What you find in Mayapur sitting room, it is just a kitchen here. So very wonderful made it, and Maharaj also made arguably only one temple in Iskon, which can give the Panchakarma. Very excellent. I also took the treatment in 2015 to his. I can say that it's cheaper compared to all other places. If you go to Kerala, every day minimum one has to pay, not only that. They charge the room itself more than 5,000 rupees. And the medicine itself. But here, Maharaj made that so that all the devotees can afford it. Made it is cheaper. The time for sannyasis, 2,000 rupees, made it accommodation, medicine, prasadam, everything. And others, it is very, very cheaper. It shows that Maharaj had a very special concern for the devotees, they are the good devotee care. And Mayapur also, after Maharaj took care, they are not charging the room rent for the sannyasis. Before we used to pay the room rent. So, Maharaj had a special concern for the devotees. And after reading Maharaj, question of mercy, could see that Maharaj was very irritated. Yesterday I was talking to one of the devotees in India. He said that in true, this time of Krishna, in the morning after class I came to lecture, end of the lecture Maharaj said, Srila Prabhupada, when are you going to take me? You have taken all your dear disciples, take me also, all of us. Devotee was telling that Maharaj wanted to go to Prabhupada and Prabhupada. So Maharaj, in example, wherever they, though I And on that one, I realized Mahārāja Prabhupāda's disciples, devotees, and so on. Though they were not gone, you should go to them and see the temple. You will be surprised how you are to the big temple. And all the devotees in Brahmacharis, many Brahmacharis, I know they used to be in Mayapur, now they are there. They told us, even now, till now, Mahārāja is the one who is maintaining the temple. The other one, our temple is to the state, the not much money. So Mahārāja is taking it himself. So, in very day also, 75 years is not small age. After 70 years, problems are coming up. But Mahārāja are traveling intensely. And for the pleading purpose, dedicating the life. They can be part of all of us. Though they are the